Did you know that there are special Thanksgiving sexy time positions?
I did not know.
Well, it's pretty great. And since Matt and Jason aren't being team players and won't act them out for us, we're going to have
either.
I can't. I'm very busy telling you what they are.
Mm. We can read.
I can act this one out. You want me to act this one out?
With who?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
Who's a volunteer?
Jared.
Oh, fine.
He's over there.
He's single.
He's over there. That makes me. I'm not. And
that's debatable,
thank you.
Actually.
I'm not.
I'm talking to somebody.
Okay.
So it makes it awkward.
Forget it.
No, do it.
Never mind.
Tell me.
Never mind.
I'll come over there.
It doesn't make it. It makes it awkward because I'm also married and I'm your female co-host. So I was hoping that maybe you two, you could do it with Matt.
We're both married.
Forget
that would be like cheating on our wives.
Okay.
Disgusting.
The first one is called the turkey trot.
Mm.
All right. If you have young ears, just please. I can't say it enough. I really can't. It's a fan favorite, the turkey trot.
Okay.
Someone is behind.
Okay.
You're both facing forward.
So Jason be facing forward. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. The person who is in front holds out their arms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the person behind hooks their arms underneath, and it's supposed to look like turkey arms.
Oh, my
turkey
God.
Wings.
The fact that you're willing to act that out makes me question.
Oh, my God.
You must be really tired this morning. You must be delusional.
Like you're supposed to. Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't act that out.
So arms behind, arms hooked under. And so then there's four arms that are up in the air that are supposed to look like feathers, but then also like turkey wings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So that one's called the turkey trot.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. The next one. The wishbone.
Oh, my gosh.
The wishbone. These are special Thanksgiving sexy time positions. You get in the classic missionary.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And you stay in missionary.
Okay.
The person who is lying on their back.
Jason.
Moves their legs so that they're up in the air.
Okay.
Creating a V.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's the shape of a wishbone while the other person continues to...
Okay.
Well, are they standing up?
No,
or
you're one's down. On your back. Well, I mean, however you want to do that, but...
You could probably do standing or... Well, I guess missionary
would be on
your
back.
No. I said the other person that is creating... Is making the wish.
Is making the wish.
Yeah, with the wishbone.
Yes.
If me and Carol ever tried any of these positions, I would laugh the entire time. And that would turn it into not a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Although you may have done it already.
Probably.
The wishbone.
I feel like the names are just new.
Without realizing it.
Yeah, but definitely not the first one.
No, the turkey trot one.
It's very specific.
Hey, babe, it's time for the T-squared. Let's do the turkey trot.
Very interesting. The next one is called the spoonful. Mm. If you're just joining us, you have young kids in the car, turn it down. These are Thanksgiving sexy time positions. The spoonful. You simply get in bed. Mm-hmm. This is like for when you have already had Thanksgiving and you're really full.
The tryptophan
and
or
you're
whatever it's
tired.
Called.
Yeah. The spoonful. So you're both in a cuddling position while the person who is doing the action is the big spoon.
Carol. Okay.
Okay. So then once you're in that position, you can be behind while in the spooning position.
Oh, yeah. That's a normal.
Okay.
I will say this. That's also a good position. When you wake up in the morning, so you don't have to face each other's breath.
With bad breath.
Yeah. Good point.
That's true. So the spoonful is
what
spoonful. That's called.
Yeah, it'd be a good like post-Thanksgiving, the Black Friday special.
Yes. So far we've learned about the turkey trot, the wishbone, and the spoonful.
Okay.
Warning.
I'm getting more nervous.
If you have young kids in the car, turn down your radio. Warning. Repeat. Warning. Adult content ahead. In 3, 2, 1.
So this one's called the pumpkin pie.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
Oh, boy.
I'm glad I played the warning.
Oh,
is it like
boy.
American pie?
It does involve whipped cream.
Does it? Oh, is it like the Little Debbie snack, the oatmeal cream pie?
Someone has to get on a surface like a kitchen counter.
Ooh.
They also suggest a windowsill. I don't know how that's happening.
A windowsill.
I don't know.
I guess the window has to be open.
Some people break that right off.
Oh, yeah. My house would collapse.
I think because they're saying pumpkin pie.
Yeah, you put the pie in
cool,
the window.
But I'm like, I don't know who's doing it on a windowsill, but okay.
Yeah.
You get on a dining room table or somewhere.
Your nice new kitchen island.
Sure, the island. Anywhere a pie would be sitting to cool.
Okay.
Or be served,
on
right?
On Matt's chest sometimes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know what they do at home.
I can see you can have a pumpkin pie on his chest.
It's already cooled. I'm not putting a hot one there.
Oh, yeah, true. My bad.
That's risky.
Yeah. Duh.
Anywhere that is an elevated surface.
Okay.
You can get creative whether you want to, how you want to embark on your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Probably has something to do with not your genitals.
Oh.
But the other person's.
Uh-huh.
And so then include whipped cream. I can't, much I can't what you're getting
I understand,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
There's not one of these I wouldn't want to do.
Okay.
Yeah,
the first one I think would just be funny. But there are other three I think it would kind of.
The turkey trot?
It's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Whipped cream, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I may not do that part, but the pumpkin pie. I'm surprised you said that, Matt.
It's runny.
Okay.
Because your body warms it.
Your body warms it quickly, and then it gets everywhere.
Oh, my God. Then does it, because some of them are dairy and some of them are non-dairy.
Correct.
Does it smell like milk?
Correct.
Okay.
Whipped cream is not sexy at all. Whipped cream is sexy for 20 seconds.
What about Cool Whip? Cool Whip doesn't melt.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip does not melt. It's not real.
Yeah. What about Miracle Whip? Is that what he said, Matt?
Yeah.
Miracle Whip. That's so gross.
Hold on, babe. I got slathered on some mayo. Miracle Whip.
Maybe we should call that one the turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
That's like the next day.
Yeah. The leftovers. gross.
Okay, finally, the last one. These are your Thanksgiving sexy time positions you should try. The prone bone.
That has the best name. That has the best name.
It's basically from behind, but without all the core work. So this is also for when you're feeling just too stuffed.
Core work.
Your core work. Said the person who is not doing the work.
Yeah, the lady.
Lays flat on their stomach.
Flat, okay.
The person behind.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that's the prone bone. So if someone's prone being...
Mm-hmm. I got you. Yeah, that's typically normal. So, let me ask you, Katie.
Yeah.
Is the turkey train not on that?
Turkey train?
Yeah.
No, turkey trot. I don't know. What's the turkey train?
Just riding a train, that's all.
No. Just on Thanksgiving.
No. But I could write to them and suggest it
the
if you want.
The old Thanksgiving train.
The fact that there's not one called stuffing is major missed opportunity.
They, totally missed opportunity.
I think we could make our own.
Absolutely.
The macaroni and cheese.
Something. Something with gravy?
Ew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Cranberry sauce?
Yeah, the stuffing was a
cranberry
mess.
Sauce.
Cranberry, yeah. Yes. Yeah. What about green bean casserole? I'll work on that one.
Mm. Yeah.
I'll work on
I think one should be called the cranberry. That's a good one, Matt.
You can have green beans and paint them. I don't know.
Green beans?
Oh, like your, okay.
Corn, like shoe peg corn.
What?
Oh, my gosh. What in the world?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't.
Katie, freaking.
Yeah. Slob on the cob.
Oh, my gosh.
Matt
is ready. He's ready for it. He's grateful. Mm-hmm. This is a time to be thankful this time of year. I'm thankful for his thoughts here on the cranberry.
I love it.
Slob on the cob.
And then cranberry.
Cranberry. Stuff the turkey.
Yep. Stuff the turkey. Yeah,
why are you writing it down?
Because they're funny. I'm going to write to these people and say you could have done better.
Okay, I thought you
missed an opportunity.
Yeah.
Future reference.
Yeah, those are good. Mm-hmm. Those are good add-ons.
But we're going to have to describe them. Mm-hmm. So put your thinking caps on.
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Okay, perfect.
We'll have new ones. We'll have new Jared and Katie edition sexy time positions for Thanksgiving.
Buckle up for the Waldorf salad.
I can make that sexy. That
there's a way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.